crate digging through records, tapes, books, and cool things. These are a few of my favorite things. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. And yeah, we've been listening to Madura with My Favorite Things and Funky Broadway from a really kind of creative album that they recorded and released back in 1971. And before that, some private press music from Joe Close Trio. And yeah, My Favorite Things. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade, homegrown radio from a guy who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. I enjoy spinning classic rock, pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thanks for tuning in. Let's drop the needle.
Won't you move along the road? Pace yourself with hope and the joy of feeling sharing each other's dreams.
Cactus Rose from a private press release. That's Feeling Out of the Way. And before that, Gordon Beck Quartet with Up, Up and Away. Here on the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm DJ Frederick. Crate digging with you on whatever frequency you're on.
Exploring science and the sea. Blue whales are hidden giants. They're the largest animals on the planet, but they're shy, and they inhabit some of the most remote locations on the planet, so they're hard to spot. Yet researchers recently found a new group of them. They didn't actually see any of the whales. Instead, they heard their songs and recordings made over the last couple of decades. They sped up the recordings to make the calls easier to hear. Each population of blue whales produces its own unique songs. The songs can travel hundreds of miles. Researchers reviewed recordings made by a network of underwater microphones. The network listens for evidence of nuclear bomb tests, but it also records other undersea sounds, including whale songs. The researchers found a song that no one had heard before. It consists of three parts, lasting a total of about 3 minutes. They called it the Chagos song because it was heard around the Chagos Islands in the central Indian Ocean. It was heard as far away as Australia, though, indicating that the whales cover a large range. The song is similar to that produced by several populations of pygmy blue whales. They're the smallest of all blue whales, about 80 feet long. The researchers concluded that the new song is produced by a previously undiscovered population of pygmy blue whales. No one knows how many of the whales there are, but the recordings provide strong evidence that a new population of hidden giants is gliding through the Indian Ocean. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. In this new format, I'm focusing on 30-minute programs recorded occasionally and edited for broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. So if you love crate digging, then come on down to the Radio Thrift Shop. The group Sunshine Day with a cover of Wendy and Bonnie's The Paisley Windowpane here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and recently I've been working on a project for my imaginary station's broadcast called the WHYP. So on this broadcast of the Thrift Shop, we're going to listen to some music that's inspired by the 60s and the 70s. That's kind of a large category. Let's drop the needle. Thank you. The Three Dog Night with Black and White. Can we even play songs like that anymore? And before that, we heard the Tambo 4 with We and the Sea from 1967. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM on your radio dial or online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring science in the sea. The giant oceanic manta ray is one of the most graceful fish on Earth, and one of the biggest. Its wings can span 20 feet or more. It flaps them gently as it glides through the ocean. The rays generally are found in groups of no more than 1,000 or so. Yet scientists recently discovered the largest congregation of them ever seen off the coast of Ecuador, an estimated population of more than 22,000. The giant oceanic ray is one of two species of manta ray. The other stays in shallow waters and is a good bit smaller. The giants are found in warm waters around the world. They can weigh a couple of tons and live for up to 40 years. Scientists discovered the giant group of them by counting rays from 2005 to 2018. The scientists used their own observations, plus thousands of photos snapped by recreational divers. Each ray has a unique pattern of dots on its underside, making it easy to identify them. About 2,800 rays in all. The researchers then used mathematical models to estimate the total population. The rays may congregate off Ecuador because the area is teeming with krill and other tiny organisms that the rays filter from the water. That also brings many other fish, so it's a popular area for commercial fishing operations. And that's a problem for the rays. They're an endangered species, and they're easily entangled in fishing gear, so the giant population of giant manta rays could shrink in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. I'm Holly Brawley.
The summer of 69, a celebration of peace and love. The Woodstock generation was born. Subaru Records presents Woodstock Rock, a 20th anniversary collection. Here comes the sun. This exclusive collection is not sold in stores. By the spirit of Woodstock. Woodstock Rock, a 20th anniversary collection on three double-length cassettes or LPs, $19.95. Three CDs, $29.95. Relive the spirit of Woodstock. Write or call now.
Part Orange, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band.
Forest of people have my future spent.
You're tuned to the homegrown radio magic of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We'll be right back.
Time and Woodard Organization, live from the Shelby Hotel.
Harkening back to 1974, that was the Lyman Woodard Organization with A Portrait of Martha. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.